All right, we'll keep going with our post-qualifying media availabilities here for the 17th annual Tales of the Turtle 400 here at Chicagoland Speedway. We are now joined by our Coors Light Pole winner, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Skittles Sweet Heat Toyota. Kyle, can you talk about your qualifying run for us?
Yeah, the first couple rounds we were a little bit off on balance and a little bit loose, so we just kind of kept working on it, kept trying to make improvements to it, make it better, and there for that last round, it was really good. So obviously, that's where busted off all the speed from, and you know, really cool to be able to have Skittles and Mars Wrigley Confectionery on the car this weekend with promoting a new product with Skittles Sweet Heat. So cool looking car. A lot of fans have really really taken to it, and hopefully they take to the heat too.
Outstanding. With that, we'll open up for questions. If you have a question for our Coors Light poll winner, please raise your hand. We'll start with Dustin over here on the left.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. In regard to Brad,
of course.
You know, I know that the talk was, as you mentioned earlier today, is that at the beginning of the year the Fords were stronger. You guys went and did your work and didn't complain about it. His point was, rule changes were made, and he's upset with he feels like NASCAR's not leveling the playing field in that sense. What's your argument, or what would you say in the sense of why rules should not be changed at this point with what you guys have earned and what you guys have accomplished on the track?
Maybe I'm confused on what rules were changed.
I mean, that's what he was saying. That's what he said.
Okay. Well, the Penske group was 100% all for the no-skew rules, and they got what they wanted over the off season. So we were against that. So, you know, take what you want. We just went to work. Moving on.
More questions for Kyle. Go to here to Lee, and then we'll go to Jordan.
What do you attribute to getting three of the last four poles here? I mean, that's an impressive stat. You talked a little bit about getting your balance dialed in. Was, you know, how much of that played into it?
That definitely played into it, for sure. I don't even remember. I don't even remember last week, let alone last year, how the heck I've qualified well here. But you know, it's been a good place for us, I guess, for qualifying and having the speed, you know, in the short run, in the one lap, two laps, three laps, whatever it takes. But you know, we haven't quite been great here in the long runs. I feel like we've got to work on that. This place is one of those places that is kind of like last week. You know, tire wear is a big deal. And being able to keep the both right sides on it, you know, you got to keep the right front on it, you got to keep the right rear on it, and I just haven't been very good at being able to do that here in the long run. So we definitely have our work cut out for us with that, and getting a good race package set up for tomorrow, and being able to, you know, be as fast in the race and as long in the race as we are in qualifying.
We'll go to Jordan here in the middle.
Jordan Bianchi, SBNation.com. Kyle, when you have a competitor that, you know, kind of starts up this extracurricular stuff, is it motivation, a distraction, or none of that?
It's probably everything, you know, but he seems to be the only one. If you ask Brad, he can fix the world's problems. I mean, that's all there is to it. So, you know, it's just fact of the matter of nobody else is doing anything. They're putting their head down and going to work, and he thinks that somehow the big brother is going to come up and help him. You know, I don't know what the point is. So we all just work hard and do our jobs, and we've gotten to where we are, and we're going to keep doing that. You know, I don't think I wouldn't think that all the speed that we've got for the rest of the year is just here this weekend, or is just the past six weekends. I'd like to think that it's for the next 10.
We'll go in the back to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN, about along the Brad lines. But in the past, we had rivalries. Are you guys the future rivals of the sport that will get fans involved? And is this a good thing? Because your fans are blowing up your Twitter and his fans are blowing up his Twitter, and it's actually getting people engaged. Do you look at these banters as a positive?
Sure. You know, you'd like to be doing your talking on the racetrack, and you know, they were earlier in the year. They were doing their talking on the racetrack, and again, we kept our head down, went to work, and did our job to make our stuff faster, and now he's doing the opposite. So, you know, as far as having Twitter wars or whatever else, I don't know. I'd like to not have to. I guess somebody needs to take it off my phone. But past that, there's something else I was going to say. I forgot what it was. It was really good. Moving on.
Any additional questions for Kyle? We'll go to Nate right here.
Oh, I remember what it is. Yes. I'm way behind in payback, just FYI. He's way ahead. So if anybody's going to be getting it, it's going to be him.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. That's hard to follow. So when Denny Hamlin was in here, he said that he was going to download the data because he felt as if he wants to confirm it, but he felt like that amount of speed disparity was probably all driver. Do you take special, you know, is that gratifying for you that you were able to beat a guy in pretty much probably equal equipment by that amount of speed, and he credits it pretty much to your talent?
Like I said, I hit it. So obviously there's probably some in the data that just shows where the speed was at. So I hate that damn ECU unit. It's really killing me some weekends, you know. But obviously it rewards you in other weekends when you're not great. You can look at your teammates and check out where you're kind of missing it a little bit. So when Denny was 4/10 faster than me unloading off the truck in Darlington, I was able to look at some of the stuff he was doing and where he was beating me and get some back. You know, obviously I didn't get it all. He still won the race, but hopefully that happens here this weekend where he can't find it all and I can keep some of it for the race and to be able to go out there and try to get our Skittles Sweet Heat Camry in victory lane. I'm sorry? Yeah. Yeah, because it gives you throttle, braking, steering, everything, you know? So, yeah.
Anything else for Kyle? Kyle, thank you and good luck on Sunday.
All right.